You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Welcome back as we roll on. One more hour to go, and AJ starts off the final hour.
I like what that young lady was saying down on the plains. Big things coming, Paul. You got Cam Coleman, Bryce Kane. Big things is going on the plains. You know, there's more big things going on too, Paul. You know, you're familiar with Cela Ward. She's an Emmy Award winning actress.
Yeah, I know who she is.
Okay, yeah, she was a former Bama cheerleader there with, you know, in the Bear Bryant era.
She was there in the 70s. She's from Mississippi.
Okay, yes. But she's got a Sarah Ward Charity Hope for Children Foundation that's going to benefit from a golf tournament coming up here April 5th at the Bentbrook Golf Course.
Okay.
And anybody that would like to participate or sponsor or gather any more information about it, it's if you go to wishboneboys.com or timcard.com, you can find out more about it and get registered. I encourage any and everybody to do it. There's going to be a lot of the former players that was under Coach Bear Bryant that's going to be playing in the tournament as well. You'll be able to meet and greet them. And it's going to be a great deal, and it's going to go for a good cause as well. Paul, you wouldn't believe what happened to me today. You really would?
Try us.
I started calling the Pine Bomb Show. Things started to roll. Now I started calling. I started bawling. And then I got handcuffed to legend today, Paul. First time I met him in my life. And I got handcuffed to him, Pine Bomb. Oh, Lord. He invited me over there, and I had to, since you were such a mediocre host over the, that interviewee over there on the show last week, they called me. And so, yeah, me and Legend did a show, a segment. He invited me in on his platform, and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Well, that's great.
Never been behind a camera. It was
I'm assuming, AJ, they told you how much better you were than I was.
Yes, they were. They're going to deduct your check and send it to me via Cash App next week.
AJ, having the opportunity to talk to you every day, I can only imagine what you're like as an actual guest. Why don't we try something for a second here, Randy, okay?
Okay.
Since I do this every day, let's make believe that you are a guest on this show, okay?
Okay.
Welcome back to the show. We have AJ, one of our favorite guests on from Alabama. AJ, good afternoon, and you got the Auburn spring game coming up next week. How do you view the game?
We're going to win.
Okay. That was a good answer.
The freeze effect's already taking over on the Feinbaum Show. Come on, I'm telling you, big things is coming on the plane. I'll tell you what's going
on. Okay, AJ,
happen.
We're a little bit short on time here because we have Jim from Tuscaloosa waiting in the wings, so we're going to have to cut this interview short to make way for page 54.
Well, I'll tell you this, Paul. I did actually get to meet the greatest Feinbaum caller in the history of the Feinbaum Show. I'm going to tell you something, Jim. You couldn't make a gnat ass on you couldn't even be a gnat on Legend's ass. Paul, he is the real deal. I'll be honest with you. The man knows what he's doing. The man knows sports. The man is brilliant. And quite frankly, it was an honor to be a part of it.
So
and
were you able to meet him in person?
Oh, absolutely. We did a segment. Yeah, I got we did the handcuff. Kiefer handcuffed us together.
Okay, so yeah,
and I've never been in front of a camera.
Kip Kiefer and Tony Curry, who I used to work with in
Tony
radio.
Tony Curry. Yes, on the starting lineup. It'll air 10:30 Saturday morning.
I am just honored that I could be the warm-up act a week ago for AJ.
Well, you know what? They say they saved the best for last, Paul, and that's why, you know, I do appreciate you. I appreciate your show. And I'll tell you this, I really do appreciate this show today because it has been great. It's covered a lot of areas. And normally I don't make calls or comments like that, but I'll be honest with you, it shows the kind of people that call in here, the hearts that they have, regardless of what teams you are pulling for or who you go with. When it all comes down to it, everybody pulls together in the end. And that's what Feinbaum Show is all about.
Well it's said. Thank you, AJ. Thanks for very much for sharing that. Let's continue the feelings of goodwill with the lawyer from New Orleans. Augie is next.
Well, I knew AJ was dumb, Paul, but damn, it just like solidified me today when he said that Legend was the smartest, most brilliant genius that he's ever run into. So, AJ, you've proven I'm correct. But you know who shocked me, Paul? And I didn't know she was that astute, analytical, and brilliant. And that's Catherine from Florida.
Oh, she is great.
She absolutely was perplexed by, who is this guy? Is he on something? She says, all I understand from him is, woo, back hat, back head, save him, baby, woo, bama, woo. If you condense his call into words that he doesn't repeat, he talked for 5 minutes, and he'd probably have maybe 30 or 40 real words that he uses. They're just repeated. They're guttural noises. They're whoops and wallers.
Guttural.
He would have made
my favorite kind of noise, by the way.
He would have made a good infantryman with Jeb Stuart. You know, well, Jeb Stuart was a cavalryman, but let's say Stonewall Jackson, because he would have. Yeah. Yelped and whined and screamed as he was charging up that hill. But you cited a lot of things that Legend has done in his life, but you left a few out that he self-confessed to. And when you said he goes all the way, baby, he goes all the way, Catherine. But Paul, the more serious thing, I knew that what was happening was building up with Matt. And today was, we talked about this before, about your show, and the impact it has on people. And I was really distraught after hearing what Matt had to say. And Matt's really hurting. And I think everybody's well wishes and feelings of empathy with Matt are very important for him. I don't know if he watches just on TV or listens, but I just want you to know, Matt, that I've always been a fan of yours. You've always told us what you're going through. You've said it 1,000 times. And I just want you to know that we're pulling for you. Some people are even offering you help. Sometimes it's tongue in cheek, but I think sometimes it's really from the heart. And I don't know, Paul, if we can do anything for Matt. I have no idea.
Let me say that, Augie, I have a few people I know that do reach out to him and communicate with him on a fairly regular basis. So, I'll let the audience know tomorrow if what I hear overnight, but thank you for saying that. We really appreciate it. Davis is in Wisconsin. Hello, Davis.
Jesus, Father.
Good evening.
Good evening. Just getting off my shift, working hard, and Matt, I never said nothing bad about Matt. I just want to praise the Lord, and you have a happy Easter.
Well, thank you very much. It is the Easter weekend here, and we'll certainly remember that tomorrow. Yes, Morgan is in Charlotte. Good afternoon.
Hello?
Hey, how are you, Morgan?
Well, actually, my name is Logan.
Logan,
I'm sorry. Just wanted to tell you.
Hello, Logan.
In Auburn, hello. So in Auburn, this year for the Iron Bowl, I was there, and I happened to see you and talk to you when I was there. Do you remember that?
I do remember that. So did we see? I think I saw you. Did I see you on Friday or Saturday?
The Friday game.
Yeah, I remember that.
And so I went to the game and I kind of really enjoyed it and I wanted to get, but my cousin swims at Auburn, so I'm not technically an Auburn fan.
Right.
So, but I'm a huge Georgia fan, and I wanted to ask you where Brock Bowers would go in the draft.
Brock, I think he's not going as high as I think we originally thought he was going to go. At one point, he was a top two or three. I think he'll be a top 10 pick, but it's not because of him. It's because of the needs. I mean, the quarterback is the needed position. You have a lineman in there. His position is not as covered. I don't know why it's not as covered, considering how important it is, but it's just not, there's not a premium put on that. Hey, thank you very much for the call. We head to the break. If you want to give us a ring, we'll work you in at 855-242-7285. Another 45 minutes on a Thursday afternoon as we get ready for the weekend.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free, no insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jets' signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
We're back here. Final hour is going on, and I-Man is up next.
Hey, good evening, Paul. How's it going?
Fine.
You know, I hear a lot of people talking about, you know, how this show touches them. It's been doing this a long time. We've heard these calls forever. And my heart goes out to the people that need those special needs and things, prayers, and Matt, I mean, you know, Paul, I mean, you got enough strength. We've seen the Wizard of Oz. I mean, you need to, if the lion can have courage and the scarecrow can have brains, you can make Matt an ambassador. I mean, you're the man. You're the guy that can do it. And we need you to do that. You'll think of something. I heard AJ mention, what was it, Seal Award?
Yeah, Seal
right?
Award.
Now, she was a... She was real big with Bob Bumhauer in the days, wasn't she?
Yeah, they dated in college.
They dated. Yeah, I hung out with Bumhauer and Kenny Stabler one night at an event, and we sat there for hours. You're talking about two completely different personalities, but yet both of them had a whole lot of fun. I really enjoyed Kenny Stabler. He was a character.
Kenny might be one of the all-time characters.
Yeah, exactly. And I tell you, when you're sitting there and you're looking at Bumhauer, he's a big man, and he's got these hands they damn near terrified.
Oh yeah, no,
he's a real pleasant fellow.
I saw Bob in December, and he shook hands with me, and I mean it's like shaking hands with a bear.
Yeah, I mean it's amazing the hands on that man, and you know, Paul. I heard somebody say the other day that Bear Bryant was a better coach than Nick Saban because Nick had to deal with NIL and transfer portal. I don't know if that's all true. I mean, I think Nick kind of got out of the NIL transfer portal thing pretty quick. I don't know if one's a better coach. I think there's different time frames, just like with
I look at it this way. I think the impact and influence of Bryant will certainly be more long-lasting. It already is. It's been 40 years, and we're still talking about him.
And it was something that Saban built on. Now, does Saban have a standalone spot? Absolutely. Just like you do. You know, Paul, I've been calling you now for about 20 years, and you know, I've really enjoyed this show. And I was listening to Tanner talk about earlier, you know, he mentioned me and Jeff and Jim from Ohio, Jim from Tuscaloosa. I've always loved this show. I don't know where these people get off that I hate this show because I kind of come at you aggressive, but I mean, that's what we do. I mean, it's a new day. I mean, you know, if I have a thought, then I express it. I mean, I think that one thing that you do allow, us to have all the room for the emotions that we have, even if they're tweaked a little bit, because you will tweak them too. And we all appreciate you for being the nice man that you are. You're so considerate, and I love that North Alabama accent. You're just a nice man. Where in the hell does that come from? What part of Europe does a nice man come from?
Eastern Europe.
North Alabama. Paul, listen, as always, have a great afternoon. War damn Eagle.
Thank you. Wow. A serene I-man. We appreciate that, I-man, on the holiest of all days, just hours away. John B. is up next.
The real Johnny B., not the
fake. What about that fake Johnny B. earlier?
I got to thinking about this. There was some calls made. There were some things said about Saban. And I just don't remember doing it. It had to be that guy that kept me out of the bracket. If I ever get a hold of him, it's going to be, I might go get Todd to help me. But, you know, do you ever, I've heard you talk about movies and stuff, but, you know, rarely do they ever make a second movie as good as the first. Don't you agree on that?
The only time that's ever, and there's great debate, but there's a basic feeling that Godfather 2 was better than Godfather. No.
Probably the only one I
don't know.
Think
do you agree
of.
With
and,
that?
And usually,
I thought Godfather was better because Godfather 2 was really two movies in one.
I like the entire thing, but you know, the key is finding the right characters to play the people, and I think that's what's happened with AJ and Legend. They're going to remake Dumb and Dumber. Isn't that what I heard him talking about?
Oh my! So it's now those two, right?
I'm broke up with AJ. He's hurt me bad.
Yeah, AJ is really scattered lately.
I'm worried about him. But
I think your boy Legend is going to be next. If you have anything you want to say to him.
Oh, nah. I'm just proud he's doing that with AJ. I have a little insight on it, and I can't wait to see it. I think it's going to be good, and he knows I'm messing with him, and it is going to be funny. But anyway, one thing before I get off. You know, the other day when you had Spurrier talking about Florida having all those coaches?
Oh, yeah.
There was a video going around on X, and it was a guy that had transferred from Florida to Ole Miss.
Oh, yes.
Did you see that?
I sure did.
That was kind of a damning statement.
Well, I mean, you had it 2 days in a row. I mean, not 2 days in a row, but within a week you had ETN and then the player that went to Ole Miss. Both said similar things about Billy Napier.
Yeah, I mean, he's like, go to your drop back zone and then just figure it out on your own. You got the most coaches and any staff in the world. You'd think they'd have all the.
Was one of the things Napier tried to sell himself on, the reorganization of that program and the infrastructure. I mean, that was all the stuff we heard from him year one and year two.
Yeah, that's just not a good look going into the toughest, in my opinion, the toughest schedule in the conference this year and having players saying that. But anyway, I appreciate you taking my call. Y'all have a good day.
You bet. Thanks for the call. And the aforementioned legend is up next.
What's going on, my black hat brother? What's going on,
man? We're hearing it from all sides tonight.
Man, I ain't studying folks. If they can't understand me, they just don't know what a fanatic is, do they, Paul? They don't know what it means to pull your pants down and slide on the ice, baby. I enjoy life. I enjoy it. Hey, Paul, I did have AJ in the studio with me today on the starting lineup.
Yeah, I was, legend, I have to tell you, if I could be truthful here, there was a tinge of jealousy on my part. Remember, like me, you're in high school and you got a girlfriend and you walk into the cafeteria and you look down the hall and there she is with the quarterback of the football. That's how I felt today when I heard that that you had snuck AJ into the show after me.
Well, he did a good job and I appreciate it. He's a cool dude. But he came on here and told a bald face lie. They still talking about Paul Feinbaum. That's all I heard today when I walked in the studio. Paul Feinbaum was great. Paul Feinbaum was great. Matter of fact, Tony and Kim spent a whole nother segment on breaking down what you had to say last week about your possible contract and buyout at ESPN that I talked to you about.
Man, I definitely want to hear that. Where do they have me going, if I may ask?
Well, they hoping that you'll join the couch with us, you know. That's the hope, you know, at Birmingham. We want you back, man. We need you back.
Well, I told you, I said, right now, that might be my best option, the way things are going.
Well, you got a place with us, brother. You won't be totally gone. You have a place with us.
I will tell you this, legend. If I become a member of your team, I will guarantee you who will not ever be a guest on the show, and that's AJ.
But let me tell you a funny story. You know how, have you ever been in front of the camera and they turn the camera on and you just freeze? You don't know what to say. You're like a deer in headlights.
Pretty much every day at 3:00. Yeah, I know the feeling.
Well, today when they handcuffed me and AJ together, Kip Kiefer, he was punishing me for a thing I had done a couple weeks ago where I blown up Kirby Smart's balloon head and busted it on television. They got a little upset about
that's
that.
Funny,
so he punished
me.
He handcuffed me to AJ and he gave us each a Nerf bat in the other hand. So when AJ froze up on TV, I just beat the hell out of him.
That's funny. That is great.
But it'd be on Saturday morning if y'all want to see AJ get the hell beat out of him. But he was a good dude, man. Hey, Paul, I'm ready for the night, brother. I got my bourbon, I got my Thorazine, and I got my respirator just in case.
So I talked to somebody earlier, and they liked Alabama Plus. Are you in that camp?
No, I'm not betting on it. I'm just praying on it.
Yeah,
Paul.
No. By the way, I don't know if I'm not sure I like that bet. I'm not a better, but there's a lot about this game that makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, me too. Especially the inside presence of North Carolina.
Yeah.
But so proud of this team, man. Just so proud of it and love what they've done. Love NATO. It's either way tonight. But I got a funny feeling. We might go to the Elite Eight. We might still be dancing. And let me say this from Matt to Matt. Listen, dude, you listen very closely, man. Get up to the speaker and listen to me a minute. You are a part of the greatest family in sports history, the Feinbaum family. Now, it's the most dysfunctional family. It's very dysfunctional. Got folks think they're legends, folks that think they're the greatest, whether they're not. We got squirrels. We got all kinds of people. We got an eye man, a man that names himself with an eye, a verb. We got a Perry Mason out in Louisiana that's a real janitor, a real good janitor, pretends to be a lawyer. We dysfunctional. We crazy. But you are a part of the greatest family in sports history, dude. Get yourself together. You got greatness in you. Let it shine. Overcome. That's what Feinbaum callers do, baby. And that's why we're the greatest of all friggin' time. Alabama, let's get it done tonight. I'm out here cooking. I got shrimp for the pimps. Got gumbo for the dumbos. I'm ready. Let's get it on, Alabama. Legend has left the bill.
And we will take a short break. If you want to give us a ring, we have 30 minutes remaining on a Thursday afternoon. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello.
We're back. We will be here tomorrow. Just a reminder on Good Friday. We hope you'll join us if you have some time. Larry is up next. Larry, what's up?
I don't know why they got to show that little bit of softball and knock our time off.
Well, we have to make sure everybody gets seen.
What's up?
Well, I'm going to declare injury reserve list, Paul. I think I need a little bit of...
So, Larry, what's been going on with you?
Well, I've been up and down sick, but I still swing the bat.
Oh, you're a slugger.
Yeah, but
you're the cleanup hitter.
And I do better
than
that.
Got you in the four hole.
He talks gibberish. He talks gibberish crap.
Hey, Larry, do you realize that today is opening day in baseball? Does that make you feel good?
No, and that guy brought it up. Hell, Atlanta Braves ain't been relevant since Caveman. Come on.
Well, they actually won the World Series about 2 years ago, didn't they?
Oh, did they? I didn't know. Nobody cares about it. We want something football, basketball, Paul Feinbaum, you know. I mean, I'm trying to tell you right now, I'm bringing something to you, and you need to listen. John,
well, go ahead. I'll be quiet.
Spooky. John is spooky. That guy needs to work for a funeral home. Hello, people. We're here today to put this man away. I mean, he's weird talking.
Who are you talking about?
Don't you think he's a weirdo?
Who?
John.
Well, of course I think he's a weirdo, but I'd rather not say it out loud.
John Bucket. I mean, he goes after AJ, and AJ's all right, but he ain't no... Larry from Shelby. There ain't none of
Larry,
them.
Larry, who is Larry from Shelby?
He's the man, Jack. He's the man with the plan, with the sheetrock in his hand. Woo! He can
you know,
do
Larry,
it,
what, I don't
I
have
do
many regrets. I don't have many regrets, Larry, but I would have liked to have seen you in your prime.
Maybe you show.
Wouldn't you have, Randy?
Ah,
can you imagine this boy in his 20s or 30s or 40s, 50s, even 60s, even 70s?
Yeah, baby. I'm hell now.
Well, Larry,
baby.
Larry, just for give us a hint of the younger Larry from Shelby.
Woo, fight, drink. Other part you can't say on this show. I was a lover boy, like a real McCoy. I could fight, plot.
Larry, the number of guys you threw out of bars, I mean, that has to be pretty large, doesn't it?
Yeah, I used to get in a fight just about all time in the bar. I would put up with nothing. Don't come at me with no man.
Okay, so Larry, let's go back to your prime. What would it take for you to take a swing at some guy?
Just start on me and just say the wrong thing.
Okay, so let's say we're in a bar. Larry, we're in a bar. Okay, I walk up to you and say, hey, Larry.
Yeah,
so what's up? Too bad about that iron bowl. Too bad about that kick six.
Yeah, too bad. Get your ass up off the floor. Let me show you what it felt like. Bam! And then he'd be like, oh, did you get that tag number? I done dropped that ass. Yeah, baby.
Larry, this is why you were protecting and serving the citizens of your community, right?
That's right. You got it. But we love you, man. Hey, y'all don't write me completely off. Please don't let our man beat me.
No, you're not going to have anything to worry about.
I love you, man. Roll Tide, baby.
Larry, back in the day. Bring on all comers, right? Let's talk to Diane in Tennessee. Hello, Diane.
Hello, Mr. Paul. How are you today?
We are doing great. Thank you for asking.
Well, you being the big Michigan fan and admirer that I know you are, did you happen to see where one of their congressmen up there put on his social media page about the illegal migrants that had just landed at the Detroit airport? And they put them in buses and had a police escort, wanting to know where they were taking them. And it turns out it was the Gonzaga basketball team.
Yeah, I did read that.
Arriving for the Sweet 16.
I sure did.
I mean, how stupid.
Well, remember something, Diana. He's a politician.
Yes, but what's funny, I read about it, and I went on his page to see if maybe he had taken it down. And then, oh, he still got it up, and the comments are just brutal. And yeah. I think, what an idiot, you know, to just leave it up like that.
I mean, again, once you say it, it's not going to, doesn't matter what you can take it down. It's still, it's there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's still out there. So anybody that reads it, they're really going to believe that there's, you know, that that's what they are. I mean, it's ridiculous. But anyway, I hope you have a great Easter. I'm sitting here waiting on my Trump Bible to arrive so I can finally read the truth. I hope it gets here in time.
Well, Diane, thank you for
arriving.
You bet. You be well. You take care of yourself. Let's check in with Terry up next. Hey, Terry, go right ahead.
Hello, Paul. How are you, buddy?
We're doing great. Thanks for asking.
Anyway, I called you last week and you affirmed what I said last week about I'd been listening to you since way back in the day, and what really brought me to like listening to you as loud as you do care about your callers, and you did prove that again today. And so, you know, Jim called and got on to me about that, which it doesn't really matter, you know. The only thing, you know, he called me an apologist for you. The only thing I ever got mad at you about, Paul, was, I mean, it was almost like Jim was your puppet. You was, you know, you got Jim to do anything you wanted, and he never even caught on to that. And do you notice?
Well, Terry, I think the mistake I made with Jim, and I think I did make a serious mistake, I kept trying to help him because I don't think he could help himself. I think he has too many demons in his head. But I went too far. I should have just given up on him a long time ago.
Well, you do notice Iron Man today, even though he was somewhat trying to be nice today, but he just can't help himself. He turned into a smart aleck again.
Yeah, no, he had a great call, but he had to. There's something about when people praise the show, it rubs him the wrong way.
Exactly, and then he couldn't keep Saban out of his mouth. He had to throw that at the last about. And you know, there are differences about the Bear Bryant era and Saban era. Yeah, Bear Bryant could have 185 scholarship players, you know, somewhere around there. But Saban, you know, it was a different era.
I mean, nobody's ever really done what Saban has done. But Bryant did it. But to me, what I admire about Bryant And I feel pretty comfortable in saying this because I've spent a lot of time, including recently, around his former players, is that 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, I've been around the Junction Boys. I mean, they're still in awe of this man 42 years after he dies. And I don't know what will be said about Nick Saban in the future. No one's going to argue about his greatness, but I have a hard time believing that the impact on those players will be similar to the impact that Brian had on his players.
I also have friends that played for Bear, played on his last national championship team, and they say the exact same thing. And, you know, I'm originally from Texas, and y'all were talking about the UT deal.
Yeah.
Well, you know, let's wait and see what happens in the Southeast Conference next year. When at the end of it, y'all will be calling us daddy. And as far as the guy in A&M, it's called Texas A&M University and the University of Texas. So who has the university over the whole state? I think it's University of Texas. So we'll take the UT there. Anyway, y'all have a blessed day.
Terry, thank you so much. We'll come back. We will reveal the latest update on the caller bracket as we head to the break. We are back for a few more minutes on a Thursday afternoon.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.